In dappled sunlight in a forest on the edge of Moscow, five middle-aged Russian men are loading weapons.
Center.
You got it in the center?
Yes. Center.
That's Timur. Dressed in casual army fatigues, he lines up his hunting rifle and shoots at cardboard targets strapped to wooden sticks. In reality, he doesn't intend to use his skills on animals. His aims are far more sinister.
I feel great. I'm feel good because I'm a good sniper.
You're the sniper.
Yes, sniping.
Timur and his friends are ultra-nationalists, members of the far right. Indifferent to the potential consequences of their actions, they see present-day Russia as under threat from those they deem to be immigrants.
I don't see any problem. For example, I shoot group of hooligans, for example, big group, ten people, they attack you. For example, with some metal sticks or baseball bits, but you have gun. So kill them, no problem. You can protect yourself.
Timur says he's never killed anyone. Same goes for all the ultranationalists I spoke to. But in recent years, some ultranationalist gangs have been involved in the beating and killing of ethnic minorities from places like Central Asia or even the Russian Caucasus. Videos of such attacks have been put online.
Here is another video.
They took two guys, one from Tajikistan, one from Dagestan. They took them to the forest. Then both of them were killed.
Alexander Verkhovsky runs the Sova Center, one of the few NGOs to monitor far-right violence in Russia. He shows me some of the disturbing videos which exist on the internet in which immigrants have been beaten and sometimes killed.
And that is just one of the most gruesome videos. What do these videos tell us about the far right?
It tells us not only about the cruelty, but that they make this video as a propaganda of cruelty. All these videos was published for inciting hatred and inciting more violence.
The xenophobic crimes Alexander talks about peaked in 2008. Since then, he says the authorities have started to round up some of the perpetrators and put them in jail. One man I spoke to has done time for incitement to racial hatred. He goes by the nickname Tesak. That's Russian for machete.
Прежде всего должны быть созданы рабочие поселки, так называемые.
I think immigrants should live in separate workers' villages. They should only have sex with whores from their own nation. Not Russian schoolgirls who are vulnerable at the moment from migrant attacks. The Russian Federation, that's a low country. What should I be proud of? Of this state corporation ruled by Putin and Medvedev? I despise it.
Tesak's supremacist vision is based on extreme prejudices. He wants the authorities to see things his way. But in Vladimir Putin's Russia, cultural diversity is encouraged. And that's why the far right are angry. Lilia Shevtsova is a veteran political analyst at the Carnegie Endowment in Moscow.
Putin is for great, strong Russia superpower, but not on the nationalist basis. And the Russian nationalists understood it. So, you know, at some point, maybe several years ago, they understood that Putin is not theirs, that Putin is not nationalist, that Putin is still an imperialist, and Putin is being afraid of them.
Who knows what actually strikes fear into the heart of the Russian president? But the events of December 2010 may have sent a chill wind through the Kremlin. Back then, riots erupted outside its towering red walls. The violent demonstrations were a turning point. They showed that the ultranationalists appear to be growing in confidence and in popularity. Nearly 60% of people in this country support their slogan, Russia for Russians. And back in the forest on the edge of Moscow, Timur is training new recruits at his firing club. He says he doesn't like using his gun, but sometimes he has to.
I feel impotent without gun. I'd like to carry it, but never shoot. It's the best variant. But life very difficult and dangerous in Russia, and sometimes you'll have to use it, unfortunately.
Timur Tesak and the far-right members I met are on the fringes of Russian society. They inhabit a dark underworld. Even though it's not clear whether they intend to follow through with the violence they threaten, it seems little will sway them from their deeply anti-immigrant views.